Good afternoon, this is Stephen McHugh speaking for Unique Dyslexic Eye. I'm bringing you this show live from Glenrothes in my house, as a matter of fact. And so hi to everybody, hope you're all well during these difficult times. I just thought I'd come on and do this unscripted, as I normally do on things unscripted. I'm never very good at following scripts, they just get in the way. And I thought what I'd do is just have a little chat about Unique Dyslexic Eye, why we were set up, what we're trying to do, and what I see as the future. Now, if I go back to when I started my social enterprise, Dyslexia Pathways Kick, must be 12 years ago now, the idea was that I'd finished working in universities in England, and I'd been running a dyslexia department down there for a long time, and I moved back home to Scotland. And when I moved back home to Scotland, I thought it wouldn't be too difficult to find a job teaching. But of course it was. Nothing is ever as easy as I thought. I couldn't even get an hour's teaching. Apparently my dyslexia and teaching qualifications didn't fit up here. So I set up Dyslexia Pathways Kick Community Interest Company. Now, I didn't want it to be a charity. I didn't want it to be a normal company. I wanted it to be something different, something that was non-profit but also wasn't a charity and fitted in with my social model of dyslexia thinking. So hence KIC, Community Interest Company, Dyslexia Pathways Community Interest Company, which I set up about 12 years ago. And I duly managed to get lots and lots and lots of work at universities doing training and companies supporting individuals, which was really good. Then about 4 years ago, I set up Unique Dyslexic Get Creative, which is a project I wanted to run to take dyslexia out and neurodiversity out into the community, get people together, sharing stories, having fun together, and being creative. I didn't want to have anything to do with literacy involved in there because I felt that maybe that wouldn't attract people. So we ran this project for about 2 months, something like that. Well, we ran it for a year, actually. And the idea was that we ran creative events, and then we ran a big kind of exhibition from that. So that was really successful. Then March the 18th, my university work this year, March the 18th this year, my university work and my dyslexia work came to a halt just because of COVID, basically, which was a bit of a bummer. That meant no income. I also wasn't eligible to claim any of the government kind of sponsored things that some people could claim for. I wasn't eligible for any of them, which was a pain in the bum. So I had to think of what I was going to do to try and keep myself busy, to try and keep myself motivated, and to stop myself getting into a bit of a fug with everything. So I'd been taking a broadcasting course at Fife College, and I thought what I'd do is I'd set up my own podcast and broadcasting station, which I duly did, Unique Dyslexic Eye. But the only problem was that funding. I didn't have any income. I didn't have any money to invest in anything. And so I'd made a few programs and broadcasts and podcasts. The quality wasn't great. And that was because I didn't have the equipment. I had this silly little microphone, which I've given away to somebody now. And so the idea was to set up a Kickstarter. I just woke up and I said, let's go for a Kickstarter. So I put together this Kickstarter, and the idea of the Kickstarter was to support the mental health and well-being of people from dyslexic and neurodiverse communities. And the way that I wanted to do that was to have podcasts and broadcasting programs, some of them focused on supporting and promoting music created by dyslexic and neurodiverse musicians, poetry created by dyslexic and neurodiverse musicians. And also I wanted to talk a little bit about dyslexic and neurodiverse issues that many people face on a day-to-day basis. And that's really what I've been done. And up to now, I think I've made 5 half-hour programs with the music and the articles, I suppose you call them. And I've also done a number of short ones. So we do the shorts, which are about 5 minutes, and the longs, which were about 30 minutes. And those have been going quite well. But as I said, the quality was a bit rubbish. I just had my laptop, and most of the time, I didn't even have a microphone most of the time. So the Kickstarter, the idea of the Kickstarter was to try and raise £750 to do things like buy my microphone here, which is a really fab Blue Yeti microphone. I think it's a fab Blue Yeti microphone anyway. And also to help pay for software such as Adobe Audition, which I use to edit and play about with the sound and put together the programs. I also wanted to have, instead of using free accounts at podcast hosts, I wanted to have one or two that were paid for. And the idea is that the paid for accounts give you more tools, give you a wider number of avenues for releasing your podcasts, much more so than the free ones. One of the ones I went on was Beansprout, and they only gave you 2 hours, which, I mean, they've got to make money. I'm not complaining about it, but they only give you 2 hours every month. And so as fast as I was releasing these things, they were being deleted off of Beansprout. So in the end, after much umming and ahhing, I went to Podbean, which so far I'm finding no problem. We've also got our podcasts on Apple, on Google, on YouTube, and many other good hosts out there. And so far, it's been going quite well. So in the end, the Kickstarter, we managed to raise about £790. I'm going to thank some of the people who supported us, especially Christy, who looked at our project, our Kickstarter, and she happens to be what they call a Kickstarter. Oh, now I can't remember like a really big Kickstarter-y type person, a Kickstarter super backer, my dyslexic mind, duh, 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 duh. And basically, without bidding, I wish I could turn it off, without her support, we wouldn't have raised the money at all. I mean, 2 days before the Kickstarter was due to end, I thought we were destined for failure and the dustbin. But but luckily enough, we managed to raise, I think it was £790 in the end. I also want to thank other people as well. Sheila Mays, Jodie Palmer, Stormweaver Games, Ray Smith, Michael Hart, Caroline Cruikshank Gray, loads of people. My wife as well, she supported me. She gave me a quid and then tapped me for a fiver afterwards. I'm only joking. So that's where some of the money went for you guys. Thanks very much. Without you, none of this would be, well, it would still be going on, but we'd be going on in a really kind of crappy way. Still going on with the really bad sounding recordings. Now, the idea of the whole thing was that we have a social model approach to dyslexia. We also have a social enterprise approach. So basically, when I started, Dyslexia Pathways Kit was a social enterprise. I wanted to be a social enterprise. Basically, what that means is you have an organization that makes money. You can't make a profit, and that any profit you do make has to go back into supporting the community that you support. And one of the things that we did, the money that I earn from my dyslexia work went into, was to help pay for the Unique Dyslexic Get Creative thing. We also managed to get £10,000 from the lottery, and somebody out there gave £1,000 to the project, which was really good. So we have this social model as well of dyslexia. Now, if you look at dyslexia, there are two ways that, in terms of models, from my inclusion, I'm an inclusion and dyslexia specialist, from my training in inclusion, there are different models that you can look at to in society that help you try to make sense of things. And if with dyslexia and neurodiversity, there is what we call a medical model view. And that medical model view says that we are broken, there's something wrong, and we need fixing or we need a cure. Basically, it concentrates on things like deficits, disorder and discrepancy, the three D's. It's a 3D approach that is about as 3D as a sheet of paper. There's no three dimensions about it. All they see, the medical model sees in terms of dyslexia and neurodiversity is deficits, disorder, and discrepancy. Woohoo! You know what I mean? That sounds like a really positive way to deal with things. And the problem with I see with the medical model is that we've been using this medical model thing for years and years and years and years. And the progress that we've made through that is very minimal. You know, we've still got many more kids failing at school because teachers are not trained, because people and schools are not given the budgets. There's not enough kind of dyslexia friendly, neurodiverse friendly material out there that people can, that's accessible to students who are dyslexic or neurodiverse. There's none of that kind of stuff. Hardly any of it goes on. And what you end up with is, about 19%, only 19% of dyslexic adults were actually assessed at school. That means around 80% go through the whole of their school life without getting any support that they are entitled to, which is not good. And in the end, what you see is many dyslexics leave school with low self-esteem, low self-confidence, mental health issues. And the same can be said for anybody in any other neurodiverse community. It's the same. It's not good enough, and it's just crazy because it's a waste of potential. Because, you know, 35% of dyslexic are entrepreneurs, and we need entrepreneurs. We need people who can make money. The other thing about dyslexic entrepreneurs is they generate more jobs than non-dyslexic entrepreneurs, and we need people working. It's not good enough. We don't want to continue to see what's happening now with over 50% of people in our prisoners. 50% are dyslexic. Over 70% have literacy issues. Again, it's just a waste of potential, and also it's a waste of their lives. And what I see is, if we only spend a few quid at school, providing young people with an assessment, providing them with the support that they need, literally a few quid, basically, you know, we will save a fortune in costs in our prisons. £35,000 a year it costs to keep somebody in prison. £35,000 a year. Now, you could probably help 10, 12, 15, or support 10, 12, 15, 20 young dyslexics throughout the whole of their schooling with the cost it would, with that £35,000 through the whole of their schooling. It's just crazy that that investment is not made. It's a bloody investment in their lives and in life for our society. It's just bloody crazy. It's bonkers. It makes no sense. It blows my mind. You know, every time I talk to a parent or a young person about the nightmare that they've gone through at school because our education system does not work for us, it blows my mind. Some of the things that I hear, some of the stories that I'm told, just crazy. You know, many young people just give up school, basically. They give up on school and they give up on life. I mean, I was one of those young people. When I left school, I stopped attending at 14 because I just didn't think I had an academic bone in my body. I stopped attending. And I started working from 14, doing jobs here and there. I didn't think I had an academic bone. I was told I was as thick as a plank, as they say, in a really crappy Irish accent, a really racist, crappy Irish accent, probably. So what we're trying to do with these programs is to support the neurodiverse and dyslexic communities. Now, one of the things that we do is we play music and poetry from dyslexic, neurodiverse individuals. We would also play music from people with disabilities too. So if you're a guitarist and record songs, you don't have to be a professional. If you're a poet and write poetry and want to read some poetry and send it to me, why not just send it to me? It's not a problem. It's Steve, STEVE, _ McCue, MCCUE, and for once I remembered the McCue spelling it, blimey, at Hotmail, hotmail.com. You can also contact me through Facebook. And what would do, what you need to do is send me something, 3 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes maximum, if it's a song you've written, if it's a poem you've written, and you'd like to share it with my audience, please send it to me. As long as it's a reasonably good sound quality and doesn't contain any or too much swearing, profanity in there, then I can play it. It's fine. There's plenty of apps out there that you can use to record on your mobile phone. And I'm going to say that I've totally forgotten the name of the app as well. I should have it on my phone here, basically. So, and also, if you have something to say, you want to share a bit of your story to other dyslexics, other neurodiverse people, again, just send me a recording and I can play about with it and put you on the show. I'd like to do more live shows if I could. That would be fab. I'd like to find somebody else who another dyslexic or another person from a neurodiverse community who is doing podcasting as well, who would like to maybe do something, present a show together. The other thing is that I'd like to put out a call out to anybody who's a web designer or web developer, maybe somebody who's at university and who's looking for a project to do for as part of their course. You know, I'd really like to do is set up a Unique Dyslexic Eye website specifically for Unique Dyslexic Eye. I've got Dyslexia Pathways one, but I want to keep things as much as, you know, separate, as much as compartmentalized. As a dyslexic, I like to keep things compartmentalized, or it's just a way of helping me kind of keep my dyslexic mind in some sort of order. So if you're like that, then and would like to get involved, please get involved. I've actually got a Unique Dyslexic Get Creative website that I got from Toolkit. But I think that I'm coming around to the idea that probably I could rebrand it, but it's an awfully big website. I could rebrand it, and it's a lot of money. It costs a lot of money. So, you know, I'd like to try and find a more effective, a cheaper way. My Dyslexia Pathways website is a Wix website, and that's relatively easy to use and relatively cheap. I mean, if I look at, not just, I'm not having a go at Toolkit at all, because they've negotiated with me and given me a really good deal for the next 6 months for hiring their web, my Unique Dyslexic Get Creative website. They've given me a really good deal. They've been really helpful, you know, but they can't do things for free. Unfortunately, we all have to try and make the money, best money we can. Okay, so if you want to come and listen to Unique Dyslexic Eye podcast, we are on Podbean for a start, Podbean. We are on Spotify, we are on Apple, we are on Google, we are on lots and lots of a good few, maybe 10 different podcasting providers. So, you know, all you got to do is put in Unique Dyslexic Eye podcasts, and I'm sure as a search on the internet, and you'll find something. So, and finally, you know, the Kickstarter went really well. I'd still like to try and run something to try and raise a little bit more money for the website, or for just to keep the program running, really. I'm doing this all for free. My university work started again, so some of the money is coming from my university work to keep this place open. But my university work is hourly paid, it's term time only, and it's a bit, like for many of us, it's a bit precarious. So if you go through Podbean, there is a way to, if you want to, you can help fund the channel or fund the channels. Okay, so I'm just going to say peace, love, and grooviness is me dancing. Dance, 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 dance. I expect you've seen many old men doing it that way. Really crappy dancer I am. And to you all, and thanks very much for listening. Please, if you have something to say or a question to ask, just write something in the comments. Just write something in the comments. That'd be good. If you listen to one of the podcasts, please leave a like, maybe follow, maybe share. That would be fab. if you want to contribute something, a song or a piece of poetry, or you just have a comment you'd like to make that you'd like to share about dyslexia and neurodiversity, that'd be fab. Please just leave it in the comments, and we can sort it out so that you can send me something and I can put it in one of my shows. I'm trying to collect something for the next 30-minute show. I'm going to do a three or four or five short ones, and then one 30-minute show, which takes a bit of time to do, but it gets done. So far, we've done five longs. I can't remember how many shorts. Anyway, so thanks very much for listening. As I said, please, please, please share. Please, please, please like. Please just go to Podbean, have a listen to the other podcast broadcasts that I've got there, or Apple, or Google, or wherever it is that you go to, when you do your search for unique dyslexic I, that would be fab. Thanks very much. Take care. Look after yourselves. And fantastic. Bye.